And you speak of monastery. Now, I'm used to thinking of, from Catholic tradition that I grew up with, a monastery is a big honker of a building. Could you flesh out what this looks like in terms of the physical factory there?
Sure. The big honker of a building starts with the house, which is 14 feet by 20 feet. This is a one-room building that includes the bedroom, the library, the sewing room. Am I leaving anything out, Sister Confianza?
The writing room.
The writing room, yes.
I mean, table for writing.
That's right. Attached by roof to that building is a 6x8 kitchen where we cook over a traditional clay stove and a porch. So the meeting for worship with attention to business occurs in that porch most often. Beside that is a huge water tank. It holds 800 gallons of water. Okay, in the U.S. you don't call that huge, but we're talking rural Honduras. So the water falls on the roof. After it's fallen enough to clean off the roof, then we connect the gutter to a downspout that goes into the tank, and we fill up the tank and then cover that up. It stays clean. You cover it so that no sunlight can get in there. No sunlight can get in. The algae can't grow. The germs have nothing to live on. You've got agua purificada. Purificada por Dios. So it's purified by God. So we have clean drinking water. So the next piece of the physical plant is the dry compost toilet. So in the dry compost toilet, you pee into one part, and that has a tube that goes out and waters the plants. And you poop into another part, and you put the paper in that part where you poop. You also have to put some plant material in there to have the balance right. When you've got an adequate volume of the solid materials, you close it up and use the other side. So you have to have a two-seater. And so when it's composted long enough, it's sat there for 9 to 12 months, you dig it out and you have beautiful black compost without all that bacteria that goes normally with poop. So you have a non-contaminating outhouse. That's the physical plant up until about 2 years ago when we had a chicken coop built. I paid $200 to have the chicken coop built so that the chickens can be closed up at night. We had been closing them up at night in the dry compost toilet, but that's really quite a mess.
They don't know to use the toilet, do they?
No, they don't. They really don't. But I don't want you thinking that I paid $200 and only got a chicken coop out of it. So the chicken coop has chicken wire walls and a tin roof. I wanted him to put a thatched roof on or slab wood roof, but he likes nice things, so he took some old zinc roof from his own to put on for the roof. But he also reconstructed the bunk beds because the termites had eaten them and built us some more bookshelves. So that's what we got for our $200 and some new benches. So our chapel, you're wondering why am I not talking about the cathedral? Why am I not talking about the church, the sanctuary? The chapel is a bench along the east side of the house, of the building. So we have lauds, morning prayers, sitting on that bench facing the rising sun. We know it's time for worship because there's enough light to read the Bible.